911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and threatened to kill himself.
Stop. What's the address? Are there any weapons? Stop.
There's no gun. I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information. I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself.
Wow. This is all new. But this is Rich Sherman's ex-wife, we are fairly certain, saying that he first, long before he was driving allegedly under the influence on 520, that Richard Sherman was in Maple Valley, and you just heard her say on a couple of occasions that he had threatened to kill himself, and then more specifically that he was going to hang himself. This is a very sad glimpse into what preceded all of the information that we've been reporting throughout the day today.
He's saying that if the police show up, so please don't shoot is what I'm asking.
Okay, wait, say that again.
He said if the police show up that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay, been physical with anybody there? You said he's trying to fight your uncle?
Yes, it has.
How has it been physical?
He just tried to fight him.
Okay, trying to fight somebody and actually being physical is two different things. How has it been physical?
He's pulling out now. He's trying to leave. He's fucking leaving in the Maybach.
What kind of car is he driving?
It's a 2016 black Mercedes. Richard, please stop.
Is that a sedan, SUV?
It's just a black sedan, Mercedes, SUV.
Okay.
He's not going to be able to get out the gate. I cut it off.
What do you mean you cut it off?
I cut the gate. We live behind it. It's Richard Sherman. Like, ma'am, this is like a emergency. I need officers here
listen
now.
Listen to me. I'm handling this. You need to stop telling me that.
Okay, but what I'm
not going to slow help down.
Okay, well, what I need to know is that he
What's your name?
My name is Ashley Sherman.
Do you know what his date of birth is?
3/30/88.
Okay, slow down so I can understand you. What's the date of birth?
March 30th, 1988. March 30th, 1988. His name is Richard Kevin Sherman.
Does anybody need an ambulance there? You said it was physical.
No, we don't need an ambulance.
Okay. And he does not have any weapons or access to weapons?
No.
Okay, and how much has he had to drink tonight?
Two bottles.
Two bottles of what?
Ma'am.
A vodka and Hennessy.
Okay, hard alcohol.
It's alcohol. He's intoxicated.
Okay, sir. I'm only going to talk to one person, so please put the phone down and talk to Ashley.
Look, okay, is the sheriff on the way?
Okay, listen, it's over on dispatch, okay? Talking to me is not going to slow anything else down.